that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created as a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love all that we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, your life is full of diamond rings.
Good afternoon, good Friday, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stettmiller.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez. How are you doing?
Hey, James. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. It's more news. News is coming in from the phone calls and emails. It's like, oh, my God. It's a little CNN here now.
Really?
So yeah.
Okay, well, we can suspend programming if you're too busy. No, I doubt that very much. What kind of inquiry are you getting?
Well, I spoke to, I don't even know how this particular person found me. It wasn't actually a listener. Somebody referred me, and a producer called me from Marina Del Rey and has heard about this show and knows about Aaron and basically wants me to meet him and set up a larger infrastructure than before, much bigger. So I think because he knows that the people want it. So I'm looking forward to meeting with him, and I'll definitely be finding out the whole scoop there.
Well, that is a good thing. Growth is always a good thing. It's unfortunate in many respects that we're becoming more popular because of what we do. And let me just embellish that a little bit here. You know, it's one thing, I guess, to be in the life-saving business. Say that you make emergency rafts and life vests.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, many people would think, well, that's a good thing. But it's not a good thing if you're in a position to ever use it.
Right.
But it's a good thing to have.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, a lot of people walk through life with the idea that nothing bad is ever going to happen. You know, and they're having that thought, thinking about their morning coffee. They go to get out of the tub, zoop, boom, crack their head open, and they're gone.
Right.
People have gone in the weirdest ways. I mean, even people have gotten struck on the head by acorns that cause brain tumors, and they have died. I can tell you one thing, folks. There is no guarantee of life. But within our own limits, within our own ability to hedge off the bad things, we can live a fairly decent life. A healthy life if we take care of ourselves. But the problem is that we have intrusions from without coming to us. And what do you do when that happens? Well, I don't think that you have to tell anybody that's a thinking person. Maybe some of these people, I don't know if they had life vests or not. Maybe I should not even mention this. But, you know, all these ferries that keep toppling over because they're overcrowding the things. The things are top heavy. They hit a little wave, the thing rolls over. A couple hundred people die.
Right.
You know, if I got on one of those tug on things, you better believe I'd have a life vest on.
Exactly.
But, you know, I mean, there's things that we don't even consider. We think we have the strategies mapped out. We think we've got our course set. And we're going to expect a few obstacles, lumps and bumps along the way. And that is life. But when it comes to a point where you're in a sheer terror of financial problems.
Right, it destroys your lives. This guy, somebody called me at 11:30 last night. This is somebody I know that's listening to this show from out of the country. And I had nothing but rave reviews to say and said, keep on going. So that was a good thing. Good thing.
Well, and we're going to keep going. As long as there's credit card debt out there and people being victimized and literally driven to suicide over it, we'll be here. We'll be right here when we get back after this break.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Fresh off the FDIC presses here, this is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Folks, if you got a couple million dollars in the bank and the bank collapses, well, they'll guarantee $100,000.
That's all, though.
That's it. and it's amazing to me.
They'll get you there, too.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. I wonder if they make you pay taxes on that $100,000.
Probably.
Wonder. The failed bank list here, just recently, on October 4th, Miami Valley Bank in Lakeview, Ohio, I happen to know where Lakeview, Ohio is, went belly up. September 28th, Net Bank in Afferata, Georgia, went belly up. Metropolitan Savings Bank, Pittsburgh, PA, went belly up. I've got a list here of, and this is really ironic because back in 2002, there was a lot of banks and savings and loans, or specifically banks, rather, I should say, that just went belly up. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
And, how many's on that list?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You talk, I'll count.
Okay. So anyway, for everybody that's listening, we are planning to – I know this is an audio medium. We are planning to do a visual medium because I really want the public to see when I go out there – how the bank managers of the local banks that I will go into in Beverly Hills, in Marina Del Rey, and surrounding cities, how they're going to react to when I ask them to please explain the credit card agreement, and how can they be in a position of a job where they start issuing these things out, and how can they sleep well at night by doing that. I am going to be doing that. That is going to be coming up. It's going to be kind of
guerrilla filmmaking, but the most important part is for all of you that have not seen Maxed Out or In Debt We Trust, either of those movies. I mean, I think we're going to be putting those up on the website to sell as well,
yep.
As well as news groups. People are going to see, for those of you that missed, this is new information, you're going to get to see them shake in their boots when I ask very basic questions. So that is coming up.
Well,
so how many people are on that list?
27.
27?
27.
Is that for just this month?
No. This goes back over until Bank of Honolulu in Hawaii went belly up. This is the last one, or actually the first one to collapse, last one on the list. They go from first to last. October 13th of 2000. Wow. National State Bank of Metropolis, Illinois, was next to the bottom, December of 2000. And it ranges, but so far last month we had two bank failures. This month so far, one. Now, they're doing everything that they can, and this is why one of the main reasons Bernanke lowered the lending rates. You know, this is for intrabank lending.
Right.
So banks can loan to other banks to cover their shorts, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, I've often wondered, you know, these bank examiners, you know, that is to the world out there, to the individual, like the IRS banging on your door. You know, these guys, they're very good at what they're doing. They do. They're excellent bean counters. But the problem is that these bank examiners, when they go into banks, they're looking for discrepancies or them running afoul of bank regulations.
Oh, really?
They'd
all be closed.
Well, but see, that was my point, is they're told that fractionalized reserve banking and loaning 10 times the actual amount that you have on deposit is a good thing to do. It's good for the community. It's good for growth. It's good for consumerism. It's good for moving product and selling houses and all those fun, fantastic things, except one thing. When the chicken gets a little tired and it's time to come home and roost on the old eggs, there ain't no nest left.
Right, right.
And that is the problem. I've been looking here at the testimony of Richard Bookstaber. He was at the hearing Washington on October 2nd. It's not even October 7th yet. Just a few days ago. It's a subcommittee of the Congress of the United States. It was actually the House Financial Services Committee, which Ron Paul, I do believe, is on. He says the challenges facing the U.S. financial regulators charged with supervising the modern financial system. And here's what he says, and I'm not going to read you this entire thing. I'm just going to tell you what his opening statement is and what his ongoing thesis is throughout his speech to our Congress critters.
I'll brace myself.
Yeah, he says, I believe the threats to the financial system stem largely from two increasingly dominant market characteristics. Okay, you're waiting with bated breath, right? You're waiting for this guy to tell you the truth. Don't hold your breath, blue boy.
Yeah.
The first is the complexity of the markets. The second is the tendency for the markets to move rapidly into crisis mode with little time or opportunity to intervene. Borrowing from engineering nomenclature, I refer to the second characteristic as tight coupling. The challenges in supervising the financial system, in particular, is in safeguarding against market crisis and systematic risk, are centered in dealing with these two characteristics. Why do I get the funny feeling that I just read something that the speechwriter for Alan Greenspan wrote? You know, I'm going to say a lot of words here, but I ain't going to tell you nothing. You're not going to be enlightened. You're not going to be educated. I'm not going to give you anything you can ask me any real questions on, because all I'm going to do is sit up here and blow a lot of hot air
and sell my book. Right.
And I'm sure he probably has a book by now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, this is the game that keeps going on and on and on and on. As long as they give themselves permission to do it, well, then they really have no responsibility. It's deniable responsibility now. That if we allow ourselves to do things like fractionalized reserve banking, things of this nature, junk bonds, derivatives, you know, people get in trouble with their investments or whatever, and I'm talking about banks, not private individuals, that somehow they can just float crap out there in the market and somebody is going to buy it. There's a buyer for everything out there. I don't care if it's pet rocks, hula hoops, or junk bonds, or derivatives, or anything of the like. You're always going to find a sucker in every market.
Especially for a pet rock.
There you go. And what did this guy have into it? You know, I mean, he went around and picked up rocks and washed them off, glued them in a little box, and marketed them and put them on store shelves. The guy made a mint off of that. Pet rocks. Now, that might sound insane to a serious entire...
That is unbelievable.
Well, that is. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. That's totally unbelievable.
You know, I'm
that
sure,
specifically is.
I'm sure if he was talking to a real entrepreneur, and in many people's minds, this is true entrepreneurship. If you can sell a box of rocks to anybody, hey, you know, go for it. But I'm sure that people scowled when he was trying to get up some capital here to float his little venture, because bringing anything to the market, I don't know if I don't care if it's, you know, tin plated whatever, or, you know, a box of rocks, it doesn't matter. You still need money in which to do this. So I'm sure he went to a lot of investors. These people just looked at him and said, "Are you crazy?" But this is exactly what these financial institutions have been doing, is selling a box of rocks. And people have been buying them. Well, actually, they've been buying rocks with their credit cards and their
right.
loans.
Right. There you go.
Hey, I'm going to get a credit card, pay interest, and I'm going to go buy a rock.
Yeah, give me 40 pounds of that now.
Yeah, yeah, I want 40 pounds of that. Not that box of rocks, the other ones. They look better. Yeah, and people are in trouble, you know, with credit card debt, with their home mortgages. I don't know what these people, and you would think, these people that have these adjustable rate mortgages that just got zapped, okay, in some cases they're paying triple, more often than not, though double, on their home mortgages.
Maybe that's just, how can people do that? I mean, hi, get home, come open the mail up, and oh my God, no, people can't handle it.
Well,
really bad for them.
You know, I bought my house from a private seller, actually. He was in the mortgage business himself. And what this guy would do is buy a couple of houses a year and redo them, update them. You know, I mean, this house that we bought, I think it was 3 years old when we bought it, but you'd swear it was just built last week. I mean, this guy went in, refinished everything, the walls, new carpets, new fixtures, new garage door, new this, new that. I mean, when you walked in, it screamed, "Hey, I'm new." And I was kind of shocked to find out it was 3 years old, but... This guy had a mortgage for us to sign. And by the way, how many people have you ever known in your life, James, that upon viewing a house to close, it took about 90 minutes? Without showing Social Security numbers, without showing IRS, I've filed my duty to the government,
right,
or any of that other stuff. But we were reading a contract, and my wife caught at the bottom of this, well, that was an adjustable rate mortgage. She looked at that and she said, "Nope. I don't want to do one of those."
Yeah.
So he scratched it out.
He's asking for trouble.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, he scratched it out, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's his contract. He's the mortgage broker. He can do whatever he wants with his own contracts. But at any rate, to finish the story here, he scratched that out, and we did a 30-year fixed. Now, a lot of people don't have that opportunity. I mean, you go through so many hoops. Mostly... You do. But when the market out there was just getting a little bit greedy, the lenders were getting a little bit greedy, if you were vertical, okay, if you were breathing, you got a mortgage.
Right.
Now, most people, when they go for credit cards, what do? They hit Experian. They hit all the major credit reporters out there. And if you even look like you're some kind of a risk, they're not going to give you a credit card.
Or they'll give you a credit card at the highest interest and expect you to screw up on it and then take you down further.
There you go. I mean, it's like dealing with Guido. I'd much rather deal with Guido. At least I know the terms and they're fixed. Now,
right.
if I don't make my payment, I don't get a nasty letter in the mail. Guido shows up at my door and starts breaking limbs. Because what good is it to kill the person that's supposed to be paying you back? And it's the same way that these credit card companies operate. I mean, they're going to third-party debt collectors. We caught one guy here in Texas that he is a lawyer. He's a bar card-carrying lawyer. And he would send out his collection notices on his official letterhead, looking like he was an attorney representing the credit card company, when in reality he wasn't. All he was a debt collector. Just happened to be a lawyer, though.
Yeah.
Tell you what, we'll break. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Let's go to the phones here. Kevin in Indiana. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Good afternoon, John.
How you doing?
Very well. Thank you for asking. This is the first chance I've really had to call you up and tell you thank you for sending Chris Hansen up here. And if he had a beard, he could fit into the Amish community and not even cause a disturbance.
That's funny.
I don't know that he can grow a beard. I've seen him with a little fuzz on his face, but I don't think he can grow a beard.
Well, he is definitely ex-military. You can tell that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, thank you very much.
Yeah, not a problem.
And I'm not sure why I called out Nat, but I was thinking your pet rocks. I was thinking Beanie Babies were even worse.
Well, at least Beanie Babies had a little character to it. I mean, it had a little color to it. It had a little form. It had a little function. I mean, a rock is a rock. These are the things we step on, and we don't look to see what we stepped on unless they're sharp and they hurt us.
Well, I think it kind of shows us what we're really up against in the, and I was thinking about fads, in the way why people respond and do the things they do, and usually it's to better one's appearance to society. Usually, a fad is something that's being you wear or a hair or something.
Do you, speaking of hair and fads in '60s and trying to look better? Do you remember the orange juice cans in the '60s that women would use?
For their curls, you
mean? Oh, yeah, yeah. They'd get out the dippity-doo, and they'd shellac their hair around orange juice cans and clip them. I the first time I saw my sister with that on her head, I thought I was being invaded by aliens or something. I mean, it was really, really weird looking.
Yes, but to get back where I was going with that is, those are things that are supposedly are enhancing your appearance.
Mm-hmm.
But Pat Rocks and Beanie Babies, those were completely, they weren't even, they're
great
so
placebos.
Far out there and gone that
yeah.
I think, I'm not sure if that is, denotes, like if we were on a chart, we'd be on a toboggan chute going down.
Well,
okay?
a big,
and how
yeah.
do you, how do you deal with that?
Well, you know, there's, I don't know that you do. That's just people with too much time in their hands. At least the hula hoops of the 50s. You know, it was good exercise for the kids, and it was a lot of adult entertainment of other people, not because you were trying to do it yourself. It was other people watching you try to do it, and they were laughing so hard. I think that had something to do with diaphragm and taking in oxygen. I think that was kind of healthy. But, yeah, we've done a lot of stupid things, but, yeah, that shows you the type of pop culture that we are. And that how much of an influence of Madison Avenue as to way you should talk, the way you should dress, what you smell like, you know, what brand names you're carrying around from some manufacturer. I mean, if it doesn't...
All social conditioning.
Yeah, and if it doesn't say Gucci on the handbag, well, you know, you've been out slumming at Kmart.
I don't even know how to spell that.
I don't... Gucci?
Yeah.
This guy does. He lives out in California.
Yeah, I know all about that stuff. You know, I just was walking the dog on Rodeo Drive.
There you go.
Well, this is... Thank you very much, gentlemen, for the good programming that you offer me.
Well, hey, that's not a problem, and I appreciate you doing that. There's a lot of people up in Indiana. Do they know you're back on air, by the way?
I'm pretty sure everybody knows by now. I had quite a few phone calls right in the beginning.
Very good.
So,
all right. Well, we'll give a shout-out to the people up there in Indiana. And thanks, Kevin. And, by the way, you people should thank him for doing what he's doing. Kevin, you're a gem. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Goodbye.
All righty. A little news here. I've got a couple that had, and I emphasize past tense had, a morning show on this network, Ed and Elaine Brown.
Uh-huh.
And they were arrested last night.
Yeah, I got an email this morning, actually, about it.
Yeah, and evidently, I'm going to be doing this on my own show, the National Intel Report, here in a couple hours, but... we got a mention out of this, out of an AP story. And
yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, in many ways it was like a stab in the heart. Mike Chambers, a talk show host on Republic Broadcasting Network, an internet-based radio program. Well, it's not internet-based, it's satellite-based. We just offer internet. But at any rate, at least some people out there are going to find out about the network and find out what the heck's been going on. And I've been on a mission. I've been on an absolute rag and terror here. Uh-oh, I better not say that. That might classify me as being a terrorist.
That's right. Be careful.
Yeah.
Rephrase.
There has to be more people that hear programming such as this so they start to find out what has ruined their lives.
Yeah, because they don't understand.
They don't have a clue. And when they do find out, well, where's the solution of their problem?
And at first, you have total cognitive dissonance. And then then it's either denial and they go away, or they just solutions, or they don't know. I mean, I deal with this all the time.
Well, and
so
and,
true.
Yeah, and folks, I mean, there's a lot of people out there. Some are worse than others, and it depended on your income stream. I mean, people would have credit cards and they'd never bother with cash because it was too bothersome. But what the daycare of being charged for the luxury of using that card, they just pay the bill every month. It was a convenience to them. Mm-hmm. And everything is relative. You know, to people out there that the only way that they'll buy anything is with cash, and if they don't have the cash for it, their idea is they can't afford it.
Yeah, right.
But the majority of people in this country have been using credit cards as a means of survival.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, they know that paycheck's coming in. They know they can pay it next month, and they know that something bigger is coming. It gives them a gambler consciousness, so that the prize is just down the road. Meanwhile, I got 15 grand on B of A account that I can't pay off.
Well, if I'm going to have that gambler attitude, yeah, I'll go to Vegas, but let me use your money. I ain't going to use mine.
Right.
What do you think, I'm an idiot?
Exactly.
All right, we'll take the break. James Martinez, John Stadtmiller, Cash Flow. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
So if you got a bunch of credit card debt, maybe you don't have a bunch. And again, I'll use the term relative. You know, a bunch to you may be nothing to the next guy.
Right.
But this is all individually based on your abilities to cover your own bills.
Exactly. If, like, everybody that's listening to this, it's Friday. We're going to go through the weekend. Those of you that are on the show, I dare you, if you can, spend cash only this weekend. Just cash. No credit cards, no debit, just cash. And I want to see how many of you can call in or email me and let me know if you were able to do that. Because most people can't do that. And that's the problem. So if those of you that are over your head, or you're just, your job is what's keeping you alive, and if you were to lose your job, you would not be able to pay the minimums on 6 cards you may have or 2, because all the money is relative, then you have to seriously consider a major radical shift in your thinking as well as your financial life while you can, because you don't want to get into a situation where you're backed completely into a corner where you can't even think straight and you don't even know what to do and you're in complete panic. So this particular forum here is for you. It's for you to exercise your mind in thinking of it a new way. This is totally educational. If you're trying to eliminate your credit card debt, please email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. I will talk to you privately about it. I've had a number of calls. I've been going back and forth trying to catch people. But here's your chance to do so. And you don't necessarily have to eliminate the debt if you don't want to. Some people feel as if they want to settle the debt. But when you learn the true facts of what the credit cards have done, you may not want to do that at all. It's just really up to you. There's lots of flexibility with what you can do. But if you're in over your head, now is the time to act on it.
And if you haven't seen Maxed Out,
check it out.
Yeah, the movie. And it's in Blockbuster. They only have one copy per store, though.
Yeah.
Okay, but we will be carrying that DVD as well as the other one, In Debt We Trust.
Now, everybody, that when you watch those movies, you know, you want to, because all of you I know that have credit card debt that I'm talking to right now, kinesthetically in your body, it's not a problem because it's been that way for years. And you're still here and you're still existing. You're still having fun for now. But eventually the game will end. It will come up to you. Because like I was talking about yesterday, this particular guy, he called me back after the show. He said, listen, I semi-resolved it. And I said, you resolved it. So Chase took back all the problems that they gave to you for $150, and it's all done now? And he goes, well, no. The damage is going to stay on my credit report, they said, for 4 months. So I said, wait a minute. So you did nothing wrong. They put that case into the fraud department. And now you have a bad credit report for 4 months while you're trying to refi your house? Aren't you a little upset about it? It was just like silence. He was just absolutely furious. Furious.
That just happened, by the way. The same story was related to me, not about the same person, same incident, different person, different part of the country. It was actually a friend of an employee here at the network.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same thing.
They did the right thing, this particular guy, and they did the right thing, had good intention, closed the account down, and they were penalized because of something they did to some that had nothing to do with them and didn't even go through the dispute process, which was what the Fair Credit Billing entitles that particular law, Section 1666, Title 15, everybody, allows you to dispute your credit cards. And this was a legitimate thing. So what I am telling you is this happened for this guy. He's got 4 months to wait. His credit is damaged. His rates are going to go up. He may not be able to refi his house at all. He's going to have to go in and clean that off and deal with the dispute process with the credit bureaus and the original lender. For what? It wasn't his mistake. Now, this is what they're doing to millions and millions of people because they know the public doesn't have the guts or wherewithal to move forward and attack the issue. Because what does it mean for the banks? Millions of dollars. Some people are going to go forward and fight it, and the others are just going to let it go because they can't be bothered. That's one of the ways they make a little extra cash, 30, 40 million here, because most people aren't going to follow up on little things like that.
Yeah,
for the amount, because this was over $130, by the way.
And that's exactly what they do. But more importantly, I mean, and a lot of people are being victimized here. I mean, people down in Katrina.
I dealt with those guys afterwards, and you know what? They said publicly they were going to help those people. That may or may not be true, but from what I heard and calls that I got and emails that I got, that isn't the case at all. Those debts are not gone. They're just freezing them, and then they froze them for a little while, and now they're adding interest on the credit card debts that these people have with their homes, the whole thing. So those people totally got screwed, totally screwed from top to bottom.
And it's not going to stop anytime soon. And folks, it doesn't matter, and like I said before, it's all relative. Whether you've got $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 worth of credit card debt to Joe Blow across town that's living in the ritzier section, you know, his problems are now the same as yours. Even though that he may live in a bigger house and have fancier trappings, he's looking at credit card debt that may be $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 or more.
Now, this is credit card debt that you may have now. I spoke to a gentleman this morning, and he is getting threats from lawyers about a debt that's been charged off for 4 years. So now they're going to come in and sue him on a debt that's 4 years. They're going to add all the interest, late fees, penalties. They offered him a settlement thing with something pathetic, some pathetic amount that's not even feasible, that they want in a large amount. So this is a debt that's been charged off. It's gone to a third party. Now it's in the hands of a local attorney in this state. They're going to threaten to sue on something that's been charged off years ago, because each state has a statute of limitations on how long they can come after you. Mm. And a lot of people, like the gentleman in New York who's listening, and this guy particularly in Indiana, these were done issues. So now the banks are coming in and all these old debts and coming in because they're desperate to finance and, you know, whatever this they're doing all over the place. And they're going to come in and cave in on you. So if you had an issue with a credit card debt that maybe 3 or 4 years ago, it's not over. It's not over until it reaches the statute of limitations. And even then, they're still going to come after you because they know most of the public doesn't understand any of that stuff. So they send out paper all over the United States. And when they do, they actually make some money off that, just based on threat.
Well, it's interesting. I said before that a lot of lawyers, we're a litigious society, and we're growing these mushrooms in the farm called university and law schools at an ever-increasing rate. And a lot of these guys, they pass their bar exam.
And night school.
And, yeah, and they're there, their shingle's out, but they don't have any business. And what a lot of these guys are doing right now is scrambling to try to make some sort of money somehow, any which way they can. And a lot of them are taking up debt collection, you know, because...
It's easy. It's easy. You send out, you scare them, send some official paperwork, send some threatening phone calls. Don't send anything certified or registered so it's not backlacked to you and used in court. So you can say, well, I don't know if they got it. And then they call up and do this trick. And most people are not prepared to deal with that.
Well,
they don't know how.
I had an attorney representing me on a particular case. He was handling a couple of different issues. And he sent me a bill for $5,000. When I looked at that, and I went, okay. Well, the first bill he sent...
Was that a murder trial?
No.
$5,000?
Oh, are you kidding me? That's chump change around here in Austin. Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. You can't get... Your bargain basement guy will run you a couple grand. Mm-hmm. And this is the guy that couldn't defend himself against a wild kitty in his house. You know, I mean, there's just different kinds of attorneys. And I guess sometimes you only get what you pay for. But a lot of people would argue that you don't even need a lawyer to go into court. Well, the problem is when you go to court, folks, especially on criminal matters, but also in civil procedures, that there is a way, and they always trip you up in procedures. So
right.
unless you know what you're doing, unless you've watched all of the old Perry Mason reruns, which, by the way, I don't know why Berger ever kept his job as prosecuting attorney, because he never won a case. But that made for good TV. But unless you... know the trappings of the court, and you know procedure, and you know what you're arguing about, and you know you're standing on firm legal ground, forget it, because you're going up against a paid mouthpiece. But this particular
right.
attorney sent me one bill, and I paid the bill. Everything was itemized.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me the second bill. You just owe $5,000. Well, I left him a message. He didn't even call me back. I said, hey, do me a favor. I don't owe you that $5,000. Can you prove it to me? Can you itemize that bill? Of course, I never heard back from him. Maybe he was hoping that I was just rolling in money and I had somebody doing payables and receivables and they just see the bill and pay it. Sure. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
So, folks, what we're talking about here, and the reason why we called this show Cash Flow, now, you may not have a whole lot of that flowing. Now, what we're talking about doing is either A, eliminating your credit card debt, or eliminating 70% of your credit card debt. If you've got $10,000 credit card debt right now, and you can eliminate $7,500 of that, why would you not do it?
Exactly.
Now,
because I know I've talked to everybody during the week, you've got to think about what is stopping you from doing this, meaning why are you comfortable with that in your life? What does that mean to have that much debt in your life? Why are you doing that?
Well,
you're not going anywhere.
Well, one of the reasons they'll do it is because, or they won't do it, I should say, is because they think that it's unethical or somehow illegal and the hounds will be back at their door. And that is mm-hmm. that is not the case, folks. We're not here advocating doing anything illegal. What's illegal, in my estimation, and highly unethical, is what the credit card companies have been doing, especially victimizing the people with lower incomes. That
yeah, and those are out there, call the FTC and ask them how many complaints have been filed against Citibank. Millions and millions. I know, because I checked that out probably 6 months ago, and I probably asked with all the members that I've dealt with, they've had at least 5 to 10,000 complaints over the FTC about violations, harassment, threats, all the nonsense they're doing.
And there are even state laws that preclude these collectors from calling you, harassing you.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys will tell you on the phone in the middle of their harassment call that, no, this is legal. We're just trying to get you. We're just trying to make a deal. We're just trying to get you to pay your debts and your obligations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then why are you calling? Send me something in writing. That's what I say.
I had a hospital.
Send me something in writing and send it certified.
You know,
I'm going to bind you to what you say, and you better know what you're talking about, because if you don't, I am coming after you, and I'm going to tell you what to do. That's how it's played.
Well, I had a bill collector, and I had a motorcycle, motorcycle accident a couple of years ago, and I had a pretty hefty hospital bill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been paying, you know, here and there and trying to keep on top of it. Well, we missed one. And we were sent a statement by a collection agency. And, of course, it was followed up by the proverbial phone call. I guess you could call it a phone call. Mm-hmm. And I simply asked him, I said, look, I don't recognize who this doctor is. I don't even recognize or remember the treatment that you said that I got. And I says, can you send me an itemized bill? I want to know who this guy is, and I want to know what he claims that he performed, because he didn't.
How much was it, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. It was a couple $1,000. And this woman got irate with me on the phone. And I says, this is not an unreasonable request here. I said, number one, I didn't seek to defraud anybody or not pay my obligations. I said, I'm simply doing, you're a bill collector. You're in it for a percentage, a piece of the pie that you think you're going to collect from me. And I'm just telling you, itemize the bill and send it to me. Well, I haven't yet heard back from them, but that's not going to stop them putting it on a credit report or something.
Right.
It never stops them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and here's one of the main objections to people doing this, and you've heard this many times before. Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to ruin my credit. Okay, let me see. Let's refer back to earlier statement about a life jacket. You know the ship's going down. Okay, so you may be 500 miles from shore. But you may get picked up, and you can prolong your life by jumping into the water with that life preserver on versus, well, I'm just going to get it over with and just jump in the water. See how long I can tread water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. I mean, it's a lot of people, well, it's going to ruin my credit. No, you keep going the way you are, you're going to
get
ruined.
Anyway.
You're going to get ruined. And you're not going to have money to pay for anything else. Necessities of life, like a roof over your head, like groceries on the shelf, you know, in your home.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, they want to, you know, well, I need to do that and I have to have that. Listen, there are different types of credit cards. Once you've eliminated your credit card debt, you can go cash and carry, which is really what you should do because it's the best thing mentally to do. Or you can get a secured credit card. Secured credit cards are completely, totally different because there's an actual exchange going on. And they're much more obedient and towards following the rules in which they agreed to. Because
yeah,
if you give them $500, they'll give you like $800 credit. And a lot
right.
of people do that after they've done a BK or something many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still do that, or you can use your debit card if you must, if you got to have that, and, you know, in case of your emergencies or something like that. But cash is king for the moment, and use it when you can. And like I was saying to everybody, see if you can use cash over the weekend. Only cash. And see what type of resistance you get from anybody, whether it's stores, you know, where you fill up your gas. See how that feels.
Or what it will actually do, because this is a painful process of actually reaching into your pocket or your wallet or your purse and pulling out cash for an expenditure. You're going to ask yourself the question, well, I want to hang on to my cash. Do I really need to buy this? Now, I'm not suggesting that you don't need to put gas in your car. You know, let's not get silly here.
Right.
But, you know, for an item that you maybe weren't really out shopping for, but it caught your eye and you'd kind of like to have it, what's the natural tendency? You get in your purse and you whip out that MasterCard.
That's it.
Okay? And that's the way people can get themselves in trouble. But a lot of people today, ladies and gentlemen, and we're not joking about this, a serious note, they're committing suicide because they think they have failed as a human being, as an honest person, as a person that had tried but just couldn't make it. Their houses are being threatened. Their bank accounts are being threatened, guarantee-ment. I mean, all sorts of low-down little tactics, and this rocks people's worlds. You want to see somebody that's destitute? Take a look at somebody who was just thrown out of their house. Yeah. Look at the looks on the faces of the people that the sheriff's department shows up with an eviction order, and you got to be out in 10 minutes. Grab your clothes and get the heck out. Don't worry, we brought some people to throw your personal belongings out on the lawn. And by the way, if you don't clean that up, we'll cite you for littering. Take a look at those people. Now, how did those people get into those positions? Well, I can tell you one way you can stay out of a position like that to pay your house mortgage, at least, is dump your credit card debt.
Correct.
Use cash, and if you need to have that credit back, as James suggested, use a secure credit card. It's your money, but you're going to spend it a little bit more judiciously. We'll break here. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation cost, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We are back. Any closing thoughts here on this Friday, James?
Absolutely. Everybody, he was just talking about some things before the break, but I want to let everybody know, here's a piece of information for all of you. Anybody that's getting collection letters, letter from attorneys, things of that nature, notice 99% of the time, unless you're going to get served, they do not send that stuff certified, return receipt, registered. And there's a reason why. Because most of them know they are not supposed to be doing what they're doing. And the moment they send a certified letter, it's going to get your signature on it, it binds them to whatever it is they've asked you. So if they're in the wrong, which they know they are most of the time, they now have to deal with the issues procedurally later on if they sue you. So that is why they call, and that is why they send a lot of paper out, but they don't send it certified to you. There's a reason for that, and I want to let everybody know that. That's one particular thing if anybody's dealing with that now. Other than that, everybody, go ahead, try that challenge over the weekend. And if those of you that are interested in eliminating your credit card debt or doing settlements or whatever, I'd be happy to talk to you. Please contact me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to contact you or email you the information, whatever it is.
And, I'm out of words. I think I've spoken them all in the last 4 days.
Good.
I'm out of words. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. So this weekend, I'm letting the listeners know that there are being plans being made. There are larger people at this point with huge names that I heard over the weekend, last weekend, that want to get involved on some level. And, John, I will tell you who one of those people is later on this afternoon. And I want to let everybody know that this is your show. It's up to you guys. Those of you that are willing to make the change, every time you do and you go after this or eliminate your credit card debt or settle it under duress or whatever you do, because when you do settlements, in some cases, you're settling them under duress, which means that you're not admitting that there's a debt. You're admitting that I got to go play golf with my friends and I'd rather just put this out of the way. Because when you begin to dispute these cards, you're disputing the validity of the nature of the debt in the first place. So keep that in mind. I hope everybody has a great weekend.
All righty.
And there's your phone.
And there's my phone. Whoever this is, call back.
Exactly.
Yeah, and folks, don't forget, I made an offer here. Aside from eliminating some credit card debt, all right, that's one thing. But start to understand the functioning of this government and how it's supposed to run. If the government was really interested...
They really like it.
If the government is really interested in your safety and well-being, they would have done away with the Federal Reserve. If they really were interested in a strong economy, they would have been interested in you keeping the money in your pocket for purchases. Hence, there wouldn't have been an IRS taxing you beyond belief.
Exactly.
And then what happened with Ed and Elaine Brown, them discovering that, wait a minute here, I paid a load of money throughout my life into the IRS. I think it's time that you people go away, because you know what? There really is no law that says that I have to.
Or you should give me the money back.
Yeah, with interest. And if you don't,
exactly. We'll
tack on the penalty. All right. James, I will see you Monday, my friend.
All right. Everybody have a great weekend.
Okay. We'll see you then, folks. Bye-bye.